2014 has been an encouraging year for me. I've seen a growing number of organisations realise how business-critical digital has become. They're beginning to recognise the need for fundamental organisational change, and finally they understand that you can't just bolt digital onto the side of an existing business model. Unfortunately, amongst all this excitement, there's also a degree of confusion. Organisations are unsure of exactly how to change and what they need to be changing into. As I work with companies, I see reoccurring questions over the nature of digital transformation, and in this post, I would like to address some of them. We begin by looking at how executive teams see digital transformation. Many management teams see digital transformation as about integrating technology into their existing business practices. This could not be more wrong. Digital transformation does include reevaluating your use of technology within the business, but it is more profound than that. Digital transformation also looks at the entire business and how it operates. From procurement processes to customer engagement, digital is changing every aspect of business life. Digital transformation is not about throwing new technology at existing business models. A big aspect of digital transformation is looking at how digital has changed customer behaviour. It is changes in this behaviour that's prompted many organisations to reevaluate how they operate. Some argue that at its heart, digital transformation is about improving the customer experience, something that we should have been doing all the time anyway. Although I have some sympathy with this position, I do not believe digital transformation stops there. It's also about making improvements to internal efficiencies and productivity. In short, it shouldn't just be about increasing revenue, it should also be about providing cost savings. I meet with many people who understand the importance of digital transformation. People who are not on management but are endeavouring to bring about grassroots change. Their hope is this kind of organic change will spread across the entire organisation. That this is possible without the need for top-down leadership. This hope is understandable, and many senior management teams don't seem to understand the need for large-scale organisational change. Unfortunately, although some change is possible, executive support is incredibly beneficial. These digital evangelists would be better off focusing their efforts on gaining executive support. Working to change things from the bottom is not enough by itself, unfortunately. When there's a lack of executive support, many organisations resort to small incremental changes. Their hopes is that they can gradually move their organisation to be more digitally focused. Even when there is executive support, a gradual incremental approach is often preferred. The scale of the problem can be seen so intimidating that a more gradual approach is preferable. I wouldn't recommend wholesale change overnight, but there are problems associated with the gradual process. Many of the changes required are interdependent. For example, forming a digital transformation team is pointless if that team has no real authority to enforce standards. Incremental change is possible, but there needs to be a clear vision of where the organisation is heading and an acceptance that some changes are interlinked. People are resistant to change, and digital transformation is no exception. A common barrier they throw up to resist this kind of change is an argument that their situation is unique. I even find this within a single sector. The argument goes that if others have successfully adapted, that doesn't mean they should. Every organisation has unique qualities, but if this argument is taken to its logical conclusion, no organisation could ever learn from another. Organisations as diverse as Starbucks and the British government are implementing digital transformation. Each has had to tailor the process to suit their particular circumstances, but there are many commonalities and much that can be learnt from looking at other organisations. When it comes to the impact of digital, many organisations are in denial. They tell themselves that their industry won't be affected, or at least this isn't something they need to worry about yet. In reality, digital is changing every aspect of our world. It is impacting everything from the way we behave to the infrastructures that support modern life. These changes are profound as the introduction of the automobile or the arrival of electricity. There's no longer a sector untouched by the changes brought by the web, social media or mobile. No organisation can ignore their influence and survive. Another common roadblock thrown up by reluctant management is the wait and see argument. This suggests it's unwise to take action until the right approach is proven. On one level, this makes a lot of sense. Management teams don't want to invest their time and money in a digital transformation project that ultimately proves futile. Instead, they want to see an approach that's guaranteed to work. The problem is that digital transformation doesn't take place overnight. These kinds of cultural and organizational changes take years to put in place. This means that nobody has yet completed the process, and even if they had, what worked in the past would no longer be relevant by the time another organization implemented it. That is the heart of the issue, really. Digital moves too fast to wait. If an organization waits until best practice is established, it will be too late. That or best practice will have changed. Organizations simply cannot wait. If they do, they'll fall too far behind the competition and become obsolete.